Today's episode with Robert Golden, the former NFL safety with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Man, he's got a fantastic story. It's coming up in just a few minutes on Sports Spectrum. But first, want to say thanks to our partners and sponsors today, Compassion International. Make sure you go check out fillthestadium.com to learn how you can donate and help kids and their families stuck in poverty in really bad situations, considering all that's taken place with COVID-19 and the pandemic. 70,000 kids left in desperate need of help, in need of urgent support, and you can make a difference right now for a family in crisis. Food, essential food, nutritional supplements, hygiene solutions, essential medical screenings for COVID-19. Check out fillthestadium.com to learn more and consider donating and helping release a family and children from their poverty-stricken situations. Fillthestadium.com.
Welcome to Sports Spectrum, where we bring Jesus back into the conversation. Here's your host, former ESPN producer, Jason Romano.
And welcome to Sports Spectrum. I am Jason Romano. Welcome to the podcast. So glad that you're tuning in today. Make sure you click subscribe and follow this podcast on whatever app you're listening to podcasts on so that you never miss an episode. Also, make sure you check out our website, sportsspectrum.com. That is the home base for all of our content. If you want to hear our podcast, if you want to read our devotionals, if you want to read the stories, the athletes, the coaches, those in the sports world who love Jesus, make sure you check out sportsspectrum.com. Today on the show, we welcome Robert Golden, the former safety in the NFL, 6 seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers, grew up in Fresno, California, went to college at the University of Arizona, teammates with Nick Foles and Rob Gronkowski during his college career with the Arizona Wildcats, undrafted coming into the NFL in 2012. And then, like I said, played 6 seasons after signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And in 2018, he was kind of at a crossroads and he signed a deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. But then right before the season starts, he asked for his release. His football career was over. God had bigger plans for Robert Golden. And now he's the president and CEO of Golden Charter Academy in Fresno. And he's going to tell you all about this amazing story of football. Even making it to the NFL was amazing for Robert Golden, but then walking away from it and pursuing a greater calling from God. Robert Golden is our guest here today on Sports Spectrum. Take a listen. Robert Golden, welcome to Sports Spectrum. How are you, sir?
Man, I am great. It's an honor to be here with you this morning, Jason, and looking forward to a good conversation with you.
Me as well. Glad that you're here. We got connected through a previous guest on the show, Marcus McMarion, the former Fresno State quarterback. And I was thinking about your position. You were a safety in the NFL. And that's not an easy position to play. You're hitting guys all the time. Was that the position that you wanted, was safety and just hitting guys as hard as you could, always the position that you gravitated toward?
Well, I'll tell you what, man, I grew up as a corner, and you know, as a corner, you really like to cover guys versus hit guys. But yeah. I grew to love it, you know, especially playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was one thing that they prided their defense on, was physicality. So you either had to be physical on that defense or you wasn't going to make it. So I ended up growing to love the safety position, man, and it worked out good for me.
Yeah, and you were sort of mentored, I'm assuming, in your first year because you played the same position. You were backing up Ryan Clark, a good buddy of mine. And Ryan, I used to work with Ryan at ESPN and was connected with him and watched him during his career with the Steelers. And he was a guy who hit pretty hard, wasn't he?
No doubt. No doubt, man. You know, Ryan was he's a big brother to me still to this day, you know. But just seeing how Ryan went about his day-to-day business, man, was such an inspiration for myself. But not only as a football player, but as a husband, as a father, and just who Ryan was in general, you know. It was a good example for me to be able to witness, especially as a young player coming into the NFL. To have Ryan as a mentor was definitely a blessing for me. And to this day, I'm still thankful for him and still try to check in with him from time to time, for sure.
All you got to do is turn on ESPN and you see what he's doing. He's out there. He's
Right,
everywhere.
right. Absolutely. And then, you know, he's a good follow. He's a good follow to follow on Twitter as well, too. So love his antics and conversations, but definitely just an outgoing guy and overall good dude.
Absolutely. He's a great dude. We'll talk more about your time with the Steelers in a second, but let's go back a little bit. Let's talk about life growing up for Robert Golden and your family dynamic, faith, all of that growing up in Fresno, right?
Right, right. Absolutely, man. Well, just myself in general, you know how I grew up, man. I grew up in the church. So I was the kid that was at church on Monday night for youth revival, and Tuesday nights I was in the choir practice, and Wednesday nights it was prayer meetings, and Sunday early mornings it was Bible study, then Sunday afternoon, you know, it was Sunday service, and sometimes we would have an evening service, you know. But I was that kid, you know. My parents grew up, you know, in the faith, and you know, that's how they raised us, and to this day I'm thankful for that. But it was times where I wanted to, you know, kind of do my own thing. But, you know, I was blessed to have strict parents in my life that, you know, led me on a straight path. You know, I believe that the Bible says if you train a child up in the way that they should go, when they grow old, they won't depart. And the rituals that my parents instilled in me, you know, I'm trying to instill those into my two sons now. So I'm thankful for how I was brought up, man. You know, it's definitely, you know, built a great foundation for me. Have I always been perfect? No, but it gave me a foundation to, you know, grow my faith on. And as I continued to got older and, you know, stepped off of mom and dad's faith and started to, you know, have a relationship for myself, I'm just definitely thankful for the platform that my mom and dad was able to bless me with and how they, you know, brought me up in the faith.
Well, you were also a highly recruited football player as well, coming out of high school. So what was that like during those teen years, being in the church every day, but then football comes into play and you're pretty good? What was that tension
like? Absolutely. Man, I'll tell you what, it was really like different for me because, you know, when I was coming out of high school and was a highly recruited player, like I was the first one in my family to really get recruited like that. I was the first one in my family to go to college. So here we have all of these coaches, Pete Curl and Mike Stoops and all of the who's who's in college football coming to my apartment, you know, and visiting me. And then, you know, on Friday nights, I'm playing in my Friday football games. And after the Friday game, I'm hopping on a plane, flying to Eugene, Oregon or somewhere, you know. It was all new to me, man. You're talking about a guy that come from a disadvantaged neighborhood, you know, socioeconomically wasn't up there with the who's who's or whatever. But, man, I'm getting on planes for the first time, taking these college trips. So I really was just soaking up the moments of what I was able to experience at that age, you know, because before then, I've never left the state of California, you know, barely left my city of Fresno. When I was growing up. So it was just really moments for me to just soak in. And, you know, at the same time, you know, I believe that temptation was there for me to engage in the college life and things of that nature, and which I did, you know. But at the same time, man, it was just an experience that God, you know, put me on, a journey that he led me down. And was thankful for the foundation that my parents have instilled in me, and it definitely kept me grounded for sure.
Why Arizona? What was it about Arizona that was appealing enough for you to say, I'm going there, I'm attending there?
Right. Well, Arizona was the first school that offered me, man. They offered me as a sophomore, and, you know, they just really stayed in contact with me. And then, you know, the coach Stoops, I had both of the Stoops, Mike Stoops and Mark Stoops. And at the time, you know, they were real famous for all of the players that they produced out of the University of Miami. And then, you know, obviously Bob Stoops, who did what he did at, you know, University of Oklahoma. They just had such a great name and history when it came to producing players to make it to the NFL. And not only that, when I was coming out, you know, they had a guy by the name of Antoine Kaysen, who was the Jim Thorpe Award winner. And, you know, I just felt that I was going to go in and replace Antoine once he became a first round draft pick. I thought that I would be the next guy up. And I wasn't able to be the first round draft pick like Antoine was, but things definitely worked out in my just looking at life today and looking at back on the journey that God has brought me on, you know, by making me attend the University of Arizona and all the relationships I was able to establish and how they are all starting to come back to help me into my daily work of what I'm doing now. It's just, a blessing to see, you know, life from a bird's eye view and see, you know, how my life journey has brought me to where I'm at today.
Now, when I think of Arizona and the time you were there, and I didn't even have this in my notes, I'm assuming Nick Foles was there. Nick's a good friend, and I know Nick pretty right. well. And Gronk, who I have met multiple times at ESPN right. when I was there, that had to be quite the practice session when you're watching a guy like Nick Foles and a guy like Gronk, who both went on to pretty good right. success in the league, and you're on the Absolutely. Other side trying to stop them.
Absolutely, man. Well, I tell you what, me and Gronk had a lot of battles in practice and in the NFL, and I can honestly say he won majority of them, but definitely was good competition, you know, having to get the opportunity to go up against Nick Foles every day and Rob Gronkowski. And we had a lot of other ballers that made it to the NFL as well too, like Trevin Wade and Gerard Kreiner and many others as well too. But, you know, just to be able to share that locker room with those guys and then to see them go off and do great things after college, and, you know, to see Foles win a Super Bowl, to see Gronk win multiple Super Bowls. You know, when I was playing, you know, I didn't like seeing Gronk win the Super Bowls, but looking back at it now, man, what a blessing it is for him to be able to, I believe, win four or five Super Bowls now, man, and to be on the quest to win another one this year. So excited to see what they're doing for sure.
Still doing their thing. When you got to the league, where was your faith? What was that like? Because I want to talk about, or maybe this answer will bring us to that, but you were undrafted. Uh-huh. So Correct. You came into the NFL and it wasn't easy because you had to grind Correct. And you had to sign with the team and make the team, and you did it. And you got to play six seasons with Pittsburgh. But what was that like for you? And, you know, you mentioned too that your faith, you know, it's your parents' faith and the right. seeds that are planted when you're younger. But eventually right. you're out on your own and this faith has Absolutely. To become real to you. How Absolutely. Does all of that take place within Robert Golden?
You know, man, I think it's really just a part of my DNA now. You know, I believe that God can do the impossible, you know. So my faith has grown, you know, stronger and stronger. I could tell you by the day, you know, I've been through a lot throughout my life. You know, I've lost my brother, I lost my dad, you know, and to see how God has brought me out of those situations and continues to prosper me, you know, I just know that the sky's the limit for, you know, what he can do in my life, you know. So that's just basically how I've been operating, man. When I got to the NFL and I got my opportunity, I knew that's all I needed. And if I went out there and put my actions towards my faith, you know, things will happen for me. And, you know, that's just pretty much how I've been operating out of faith from not only from a football standpoint, but from the Golden Tarter Academy standpoint as well, too. You know, I mean, in order for a guy that come from Southwest Fresno, one of the roughest areas in the state of California, to go off and be part of the less than 1% of athletes that make it to the NFL, that takes a lot of faith, you know, to ask for your release from the NFL and to go off and want to start a school, you know, that takes a lot of faith. But that's just part of my DNA and how I decided to live my life, is just to trust that my life is already, you know, destined for, you know, greatness, for how God has, you know, orchestrated me. You know, his promises in the Bible are yes and amen, and I believe that. And that's just how I try to live my life. You know, I live my life as I'm going to, you know, obey the spirit of the Lord and listen to what he's telling me and take actions on it and let my faith, you know, pretty much ride the course of life. And it's been amazing to see how things just have, you know, came into fruition for me, man. But it's definitely been a blessing just to witness how God's faithfulness continues to show up in my life.
Let's take a quick break from our conversation here on Sports Spectrum to tell you a little bit more about our friends at Compassion International, releasing children from poverty in Jesus name. They are the most trusted child development ministry in the world, and it's a company and an organization and a partner of Sports Spectrum that we value so much. And the work that they do, when I tell you how important it is, I'm not sugarcoating it here. It's incredibly important work, releasing kids from poverty, but doing it in Jesus' name, teaching these kids who are stuck in really dire situations about how they can accept Christ and have a relationship with Jesus. That's the most important thing, but they do it with compassion and through compassion's programs. Now, due to COVID-19, 70,000 kids last year and their families in compassion programs were stuck potentially without a sponsorship and are in need of your urgent support. Now, 70,000 is the capacity of the average pro football stadium. And since we've launched Fill the Stadium and their compassion program a year and a half ago, we've seen almost 58,000 seats filled with Compassion's program. You guys have come through, I'm telling you, every seat representing a child in need, and we're close to 60,000 seats. So our goal is very much in reach of helping 70,000 kids and their families, but we're not there yet. So we need your help. It's almost to the end, but we have to keep pushing here to help these kids. There's still 10,000 children out there who need your help. Your help providing essential food and medical care and support for a child and their family during this ongoing pandemic. Help restore what COVID-19 destroyed by going to fillthestadium.com and donating today. Any amount helps. Fillthestadium.com. This is a stadium that cannot remain empty. Fillthestadium.com. Robert Golden is joining us here on Sports Spectrum, the former safety in the NFL with the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's a lot to unpack from your last answer there. The first I want to ask you about, you know, losing your dad and your brother. You're just 30 years old as we record this, so you're still very young. So to go through that, what was that like? I don't know the circumstances surrounding either of those situations, but just having to lose someone so young. I have two brothers. I still have them. You know, I'm 40, almost 48. I have my father. He's still around. And I'm thinking, man, if I was 30 years old, that would have been real, or even younger, that would have been very difficult to go through without faith. But even with faith, it's hard to process and deal with grief.
Absolutely.
How were you able to kind of process and deal with all that took place?
Yeah, well, you know, for my brother, you know, I lost him at the age of 7 years old. So was still kind of young, but to see my parents, you know, in the state that they were in, that definitely wasn't easy. But when I was 25, man, I lost my dad, you know, a week and a half after my wedding, and 2 weeks before training camp, you know. So it was definitely tough, you know, especially for, you know, me. I'm a mama's boy, man. And my parents were married for 38 years at the time, man. To see my mom going through what she went through, it was definitely a hard thing for me to grasp, you know, especially at 25 years old, just recently married and, you know, getting ready to start another football season. And I'm in Pittsburgh and my family was in California. But one of the things that I continued to do was just rely on God's word. You know, I was sending my mom, you know, different scriptures every morning, you know, giving her these different devotions for her to study. Just so her spirits can be uplifted. You know, at the end of the day, I knew that I was going to be able to get through the storm, you know, but my whole concern was for my family, you know, and their well-being, you know, and one of the things that I did, man, I just rely on God's word, you know. That's something that I do every day, you know. It's not a day that goes by where I don't, you know, at least just open the word and get a scripture of the day or get something out of the word, man. And I believe that's how, you know, my faith has built up. You know, the Bible says that you gain faith more by, you know, reading the word and seeing the word and hearing the word. And that's been part of my life, you know, for as long as I can remember. So to just be able to give scriptures to my parents, to my mom at the time when we lost my dad, you know, that's just pretty much what I relied on was God's word. And you know, she began to, you know, grasp on that as well too. And at the end of the day, it helped her get out of her storm. It helped me get through a football season that was really tough, you know, for that year. But At the end of the day, man, God's word definitely continued to come to fruition in our lives. And I'm just thankful for his word that is still, you know, living and breathing till this day.
Tell me about being with Pittsburgh, you know, and during that time too, having the Steelers organization, which is first class from everybody I know that played with Pittsburgh, that is a part of that culture and a part of that team. It's first class all the way around. Tell me about being a part of that organization and what it was like to play for Coach Tomlin.
Man, that organization is, they call it football heaven. You know, once you play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's hard to play anywhere else. And, you know, it was just such an honor and a blessing to be able to be a part of that locker room. You know, it was so many good guys in there. But when you talk about the Rooney family, you know, and their loyalty and the camaraderie that they established, you know, not only just with the coaching staff, but amongst players. It's just such a great place to be at. You know, they're an organization that puts family first, you know. So to see, you know, guys come into the locker room with their kids and families get to attend practice on Saturday walkthroughs, you know, it was just such a family atmosphere that I try to establish here amongst my staff here now at Golden Charter Academy. But when you look at Coach Tomlin, man, he's a Hall of Fame coach. Right now, you know, that is leading a great group of men. But the thing that sticks out for Coach Tomlin is that he's a dad first, you know, and to many of the players that playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's a father figure to them, you know, and the way that he leads by example was such an honor to be around. You know, I've learned so much from Coach Tomlin that I try to still apply to my daily life to this day. But the organization is just first class, as you mentioned. The people that they bring into that locker room, into the facility, are, you know, high standard guys for the most part. And I believe that it's just a trickle down from the head all the way down to, you know, the free agents that are on the team. You know, all of the guys are buying in and they upholding the standards, you know, and the standard is the standard at the Pittsburgh Steelers. That I think guys are really starting to, you know, adapt that culture and have been adapting that culture for many years now.
As you went through your career, 2018 is where I'd like to go, because that's a moment where you sign with the Chiefs in the spring and you make that decision and you kind of referenced it. Then you asked for your release and your NFL career was over in the summer. Let's go back to 2018. And after the decision to sign with Kansas City and to go to a new team, right? Something took place there for you to ask for your release. Walk us through what God was doing in your life to make that decision and to step away and walk away from the game at really a young age, 27, 28 right. years old.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Well, first thing, you know, like I said, when you play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's hard to play anywhere else. You know,
that's right.
In fact, you know, when I got released by the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, I just felt like my heart was starting to shift towards my purpose. You know, football has always been a hobby for me. You know, it's never really felt like a job. It was just something that I always loved to do. But at one point, you know, once I got released from the Steelers and, you know, started playing for the Kansas City Chiefs, it really started to feel like a job. You know, I was waking up every morning like, do I really want to do this? You know, and many people know that throughout my NFL career, I always came back to my hometown, which is Fresno, California, just to be a source of inspiration and motivation for a lot of children that are growing up in similar situations as myself. So it was that offseason I really started to do something different. You know, at first it was all about the football camps and football clinics that I were doing. And then I took it a step further and started an anti-bullying program and started a health and fitness camp, started a diabetes awareness walk. And that is when I just really started to, you know, feel like my purpose was to give back to my community, to be a staple for my community. So the whole time when I was in Kansas City, my heart was just, you know, on doing something that was more self-fulfilling for me, you know, being able to give back to my community, being able to do something that was bigger than football. And at that time, man, I just realized that, you know, I wanted to do something more than just play football, but I still wanted to play football. But, you know, I just felt like God was calling me to do something bigger than that. And, you know, it's funny when you try to wrestle with your spirit, I want to do this, but I feel like God is calling me to do this, you know. So I wrestled with that for several months, man, and it just came to the point where I was like, you know what, I'm done with football. You know, I asked the Kansas City Chiefs for my release. At first, they didn't release me, and you know, I came back and I told them again. I'm like, I think I'm done with ball. Let's just release me. And they ended up releasing me, and I went home. And I tell you what, man, as soon as I got home, I wanted to play football again. But I sat there and I just, you know, really surrendered and, you know, tried to figure out what my purpose was in life. And that's when I stumbled upon the Golden Charter Academy.
Well, I want to hear about it. The Golden Charter Academy is in Fresno. You are now the president and CEO. I presume you weren't when you first got there. Take me to what the Golden Charter Academy is, and then, you know, what your work is specifically involved with them.
Right. Well, the Golden Charter Academy is a school that I founded. So when I got released from the Kansas City Chiefs, later that year in 2018, November, I started to connect with people and different local educators here in our valley. And I began to share this school that I wanted to create for children that are growing up in, you know, socioeconomically disadvantaged neighborhoods. And what I wanted to do was offer a world-class educational opportunity for children to not only just fall in love with academics, but to get exposure and experiences to a life that they would not have had they not came to Golden Charter Academy. So it was at that time in 2018 where I started to meet with different educators, and we really sat down and I shared a vision of what type of school I'd like to have. And man, we started working on it. I started meeting different people. I started bringing different people into my circle. And it's funny because I met this guy by the name of Dr. Ed Gonzalez, who now sits on my board. But when I shared my vision with him, he was like, man, this school could be such a great thing. What if you were to partner with the Fresno Chaffee Zoo? Is that something that you're interested in? And I'm like, that will, you know, definitely make a dream come true. You know, my vision for Golden Charter Academy is to give children hands-on learning experiences. And, you know, when he mentioned the Fresno Chaffee Zoo, it was just like a spark, like, yes, that's what we want to do. And I was able to connect with the Fresno Chaffee Zoo and just share my vision of what type of school I would like to have. And, you know, the funny thing about it, they mentioned that they've been wanting to do a zoo school for the past 10, 15 years, but never had the time to get to it. So it was just a destination that God had for me a long time ago. But it just took me to step out on faith and trust that he has something bigger in store for me. So it's funny how all of this has, you know, came about. You know, I can even take you back to 2014, where my mentor, CJ Jones, who's a local advocate here in Southwest Fresno, you know, he told me, he said, when you're done playing football, you're going to open up a school. And this was 2014. And the fast forward to 2018, at the end of the year, I started developing this school that he told me I was going to open in 2014. It just lets me know that, you know, God had a plan for my life, you know, way before I even understood what it was.
Man, 7 years ago, it's a dream. 3 years ago, it starts to become a reality. August 9th, it becomes a reality and the school is launched. And here you are, Robert Gold. And this is really cool to watch the Golden Charter Academy in Fresno. My last question for you, you talked about the kids learning something. What are you learning right now from God? What is the Lord today teaching you? Because he teaches us something new every day. What's he teaching you today, Robert, when you think about all that God has done in your life and where he's brought you to?
Yeah, I'll tell you this, man. With man, some things are impossible, but with God, everything is possible, man. You know, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, you know, a guy coming from Southwest Fresno, California, man, to make it all the way to the NFL is one thing, but to come back home and start a school is a whole nother thing, you know. So it just continues to show me that, man, if you put your faith in what you believe and you start putting your actions to work and really trust and believe that things will come into fruition, it will happen, man. And this whole journey has just taught me that, you know, by faith, all things are possible. And I've just been walking on what I want and what I see for this school is going to come to fruition. It's happening. You know, it's happening before my eyes. You know, my dream is to have a state-of-the-art facility built directly across the street from the Fresno Chappie Zoo. And later today, I got a meeting with the architect that has just finished the conceptuals for this state-of-the-art facility that I have had a vision for, you know. So it's just been an amazing journey to be on, to see that everything that I believed and all the promises that have been given to me about this school start coming to fruition. This definitely just been a blessing. But I tell you what, man, it's been a lot of work. And I've been working, I've been learning a lot, you know, on a daily basis. But I believe that God gave me this task, you know, at a young age. And I feel like my life journey has prepared me to, you know, be able to lead the charge of this school. So I'm excited for what's to come. I'm excited for the staff that I was able to bring on board to really help, you know, enhance the vision and grow the vision. So I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, what comes out of Golden Charter Academy. But one thing I know is going to be special for sure.
Well, it is special. And you're quite the special human, Robert Golden, for walking away from a football career to really impact the lives of young people in your hometown. It's pretty awesome to see. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for sharing your story. All the best to you. All the best to the Golden Charter Academy. And let's talk again soon. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, man. Thank you.
And many thanks to Robert Golden, the former safety with the Pittsburgh Steelers, for joining us here today on Sports Spectrum. He's just full of joy. When you watch him, when you listen to him, when you talk to him, he's just smiling. This guy really appreciates where God has brought him from and where he's bringing him to. And now what a difference that he's making, starting a school for kids, the Golden Charter Academy in Fresno, California. You can look it up online. Make sure you follow the Golden Charter Academy on social and follow Robert Golden as well on social media and let him know that you heard his awesome story here today on Sports Spectrum. Make sure you also check out our website, sportspectrum.com, which has all of our content. That's a great place to go for podcasts, for devotionals, for stories, intersecting sports and faith. We like to bring Jesus back into the conversation, and we do it right there at sportspectrum.com. And while you're there, you can also subscribe to our quarterly magazine for just $18 for 1 year or $30 for 2 years. You also get a digital subscription that comes with the print edition. And our magazine is maybe the best thing that we do. It's an incredible resource for yourself, but also to hand and give to someone else or to go through with someone else with both the stories, the devotionals. And if you want to share Jesus with someone who loves sports, I highly recommend you get the Sports Spectrum magazine. Again, $18 for 1 year, $30 for 2 years. You can subscribe today at sportspectrum.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. And guys, I hope you'll tune in next time. Make sure you subscribe and follow this podcast and tell someone about Sports Spectrum and tune in next time with a brand new episode right here on the Sports Spectrum podcast. Have a great rest of your day.